This is Imran, and you're listening to In My Humble Opinion. First of all, I would like to thank and congratulate the FBI for a job well done in tracking down these seven terrorist wannabes in Miami who basically were planning to wage a war on the government of the United States. Now, don't get me wrong. You and I, as Americans, have the right to oppose the policies of our government. We have the right to work hard to oust a president from office or even to impeach him. However, if someone says they are waging war on the government of the United States of America, even if it is a government led by an incompetent fool like George W. Bush, whom I oppose at every step of the way, let's get one thing very clear. An attack or waging war on the government of the United States is the same as waging war on the United States, and it's the same as waging war on Americans, and it's the same as waging war on you and me. And that, folks, is what this is all about. These terrorist wannabes were not making a political statement. They were basically trying to kill as many of you and I as possible, or at least thinking about trying to do that. The thing to keep in mind, of course, is that these are not Al-Qaeda members. These are not Arabs. These are not Muslims from Pakistan or Egypt or any other Muslim country in the world, or Saudi Arabia for that matter. These are homegrown nutcases, losers, and idiots who are enemies of the state in every sense of the word. I don't think they had any weapons or any particular mechanism to carry out any of the threats that they made, but the very fact that they were actually planning and looking forward to planning the next steps in any kind of terror attack means they're enemies of the state. It does not matter what their religion is. The most important thing I would like to mention here is that they're being called black Muslims. Most of my fellow Americans do not know. Black Muslims were a political movement within the black people of the United States at a time when there was political unrest and dissatisfaction among the black people of this country. Many of those people still remain involved with that political movement, the black Muslims. These are not religious people belonging to the religion of Islam. They could believe in any religion they want. However, they do not represent or belong to organized or disorganized Muslims and Islam. So let's be very clear on something. These are not good Americans. They are not Muslims in any way, but they are enemies of the state. They are enemies of America. They are enemies of American Muslims. There are Muslims and Christians and Jews who work in the Sears Tower in Chicago and in the other buildings. So these people are not looking to target anybody of any particular religion. They are trying to kill Americans, and we're all Americans, and we are in this together. Now, can somebody else do me a favor? Can somebody please tell these morons, nincompoops, and idiots that the Sears Tower in Chicago, much like the World Trade Center in New York, was not a U.S. government building? If you have something to say to the U.S. government, go right ahead and say it. If you want to attack the U.S. government for its policies, then do it by voting it out of power. Try to get the other party into power. If you think that the U.S. government does something illegal, go to the Supreme Court and challenge it there. Now, if you want to wage war on the state, or if you want to wage war on the government of the United States, even that I could understand because you hate us Americans so much, but you say, oh, we're not trying to kill Americans, we're only trying to oust or attack the U.S. government, then how come you are not man enough to go and fight in Afghanistan or Iraq? Go and fight against us. Go right ahead. Be our guest. Get out of our country. Go to Iraq or Afghanistan and then fight against us. Fight against our soldiers. Let them shoot you in the butt. And then let's see how much of a hero you are and how much you want to wage war against the United States. What kind of warrior or brave man or soldier or jihadist or panther or black Muslim are you that the only people you can threaten are people who are working in their offices or in a 9-to-5 job trying to feed their families? That's the only people you can kill? That's the only people you can threaten? That makes you a hero? That makes you a brave man? No, you're a coward, you're a dog. You do not deserve to have been born an American, you don't deserve to have become an American, and if you're here illegally, you really should have been shot the day you crossed the border into this great country. Remember, I take pride in my strength and my freedom to be able to criticize the policies of George W. Bush and his government. However, when you attack the government of the United States and wage war on it, you are waging war on the United States, and that's my country, and I won't stand for that.